Hello, and welcome to week 3 of Northview's Guided Reflections for the Miracle series. These reflections are designed to help you encounter God in creative and meaningful ways, and to help you listen for how God is leading you to apply this series to your life. Today's reflection includes an exercise to help you become aware of God's presence all around you. You don't need to write or draw anything, so you're welcome to listen to this reflection as you travel in your car, hike a nature trail, or bike around your neighborhood. However, God is just as likely to meet you if you are listening on your couch while caring for your kids, relaxing on your front porch, or engaging in other routine tasks. Choose the place you want to be or where you want to go listen. Just pause this recording and resume listening whenever you're ready. Okay, to begin, I'm going to read Psalm 139, verses 1 through 11, and verses 23 through 24. I encourage you to hear these words as both the promise of God's presence and the prayer of your heart as you enter into this reflection. O Lord, you have examined my heart and you know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts, even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it. Lord, you know me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the furthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me, and your strength will support me. I could even ask the darkness to hide from me and the light around me to become night, but even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. This past weekend, Pastor Steve reminded us that some of the greatest things God wants to do through us will happen while we're on our way somewhere else. This is the experience of Peter and John in Acts 3. As they were on their way to the temple to pray, the Holy Spirit directed their attention to a man who couldn't walk. Because their hearts were open to being used by the Holy Spirit, God worked through them to perform a miracle for that man. At Northview, we believe God still works miracles today and wants to work through us to bring about big and small miracles for those who cross our path. One of the main obstacles to those miracles is that we can become preoccupied by our own agenda and miss God's voice and presence. And if we aren't listening to God, we can miss the opportunity to participate in what He wants to do or say through us. Northview Carmel attendee Scott Trammell has a story of a time when God got his attention and used Scott to work a miracle in someone's life. Let's hear Scott's story.
Several years ago, I had to travel to California to deal with some legal matters. I arrived at the courthouse early that morning, as instructed, and waited for our case to be called. What began as minutes of waiting turned into hours. As I waited, I got to know another divorced couple who shared a bit of their story with me, and it turned out their case was very similar to my own. Finally, near the end of the day, our case was called. In all the waiting, I had grown impatient, tired, thirsty, and hungry. Unfortunately, my day didn't get any better once I got in the courtroom. The judge wouldn't allow me to defend myself or present any of my documents, and he ended up ruling against me. I left that courtroom a very angry man, angry at the judge and angry at God. After that hearing, I had other related matters to attend to just a few blocks away. It was nearing the end of the workday, so I had to rush over before they closed. Well, from there, I had to go back to the courthouse to file one final document. The clock was ticking down to closing, so I was racing to get everything done on time. As I got back to the courthouse, I hurried across the parking lot towards the building, still angry and asking God why he had abandoned me that day. Just then, the husband of that divorced couple I had met earlier came storming out of the courthouse. Apparently, things hadn't gone well for him either. I heard him as he passed by me, raving mad at how the judge had ruled against him, too. Then, shaking his head and with tears in his eyes, he blurted out that he just couldn't take it anymore and he was going to kill himself. I recalled that his ex-wife had mentioned that he keeps a handgun in his truck. I felt the Holy Spirit tugging at me. I looked up at God and I said, "Oh, great. You mean now? They're about to close the office inside." But the Spirit said, "Go." So I turned around and I caught up with him. And we walked back to his truck together. I talked him down and prayed with him. Now, I don't remember all that was said, but I know the words that came out of me, they didn't belong to me. They had to be from the Holy Spirit. We exchanged contact information, and he got in his truck, and he drove away. Then I went inside, and miraculously, I had plenty of time to take care of my paperwork, only this time, with a clean heart, calmness, and peace. No anger. God bless that too. As I came back out of the building, the man's ex-wife was waiting for me. She thanked me for talking to her ex and for praying with him. She said I saved his life. I told her no. God saved him. He just let me help. That man called me a few weeks later to say thank you for taking the time to pray with him that day. And he shared what a difference it had made in his life. He said things had gotten better for him and that he's now getting back to church and trying to honor God with his life. God is so good, and he is always there, even when we can't feel him or see him. You see, God had not abandoned me that day. I had just taken my eyes off of him.
Scott was able to be used by God to save someone's life because he was listening, paying attention, and ultimately being obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Miracles like this are possible when we open ourselves up to seeing God at work all around us. Today, you're invited into a practice to help you look and listen for God all around you. You can begin by becoming aware that God is with you, right where you are. Whether you feel his presence or not, he's there. Jesus invites us to cast all our cares and our anxieties on him because he cares for us. So take a moment to offer to God anything that is weighing down on you right now. Now, notice your surroundings. What are some ways that God's love and goodness is evident to you in what you see around you? If there are people around, how is God revealing himself to you through them? In what other ways is God making himself known to you in this moment? With your undivided attention on God and his nearness to you, what do you sense that he's saying to you? Is there anything he's asking you to do? Take a moment and listen for God to speak. Before he ascended to heaven, Jesus promised that he would always be with us. This exercise was designed to help you become more aware that he is always there. The truth is, it's not too difficult to notice God's presence when that's what we're looking for and focused on. But it can be a real challenge to hear and see God when you are busy and on your way to do whatever is next. But the good news is that you can get better at it. One of the ways to get better is by repeating this exercise. Feel free to listen to this guided experience as often as you'd like. You can also find other ways to practice God's presence as you go throughout your day. In the concluding moments of this reflection, try to identify one action step you will take to become more alert to God's presence in those moments that you are on your way to do whatever is next. For example, you can write the words, "I am with you" on sticky notes and put them in conspicuous places around your home, your car, your office. Or you could set reminders on your phone to stop and ask how God may want to speak or act through you wherever you are. To conclude this time, you're invited to listen to this worship song. As you listen, give thought and prayer to what action step you will take to stay awake to God's presence.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood. Your glory, God, is what
take one final moment now and ask God to help you remain aware of His presence as you go throughout your day. Let God know that you are open to participating in the big and small miracles that He brings across your path today and every day.